The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Here's something for you. What's the most extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life? Whether it was pills, whether it was different kind of treatments, whether it was self-inflicted stuff, something you've added to the bedroom.
Yes.
The most extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life. That's what we're looking for. You can be anonymous if you must. Voice-changing technology if your phone doesn't suck balls. 1-855-954-6969. That's the toll-free number to reach us. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us. 46969. The most extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life. Why do we bring it up? Well, reading this story about a guy who has gone to quite these different lengths to fire up his libido.
Okay.
One man decided that he was going to boost his libido by basically roasting his junk.
Mm. Roasting it?
Exposing it to UV light.
Oh,
wow.
So he said the idea first came to him when he thought about why nudists enjoyed exposing their bits to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then he learned that they are actually, there have been studies about this very thing that date back until the 30s.
Okay.
Some have found that letting your nads bask in the UV rays boosted testosterone by 200%.
Wow.
I'm going to be frying my dick tonight.
Yeah.
One particular doctor told this guy about red light therapy.
A red light therapy.
So from there, he ordered a Joovv. It's called J-O-O-V-V light.
Huh.
Chuck's already looking it up. For $995.
Whoa.
It is a full body red light therapy LED device. So he got naked, put on that little protective eyewear, and he let his boys bake for 5 minutes so they wouldn't overcook.
Yeah.
The rest of the day, he said, his crotch felt alive.
Yeah.
It's alive.
So then he went for 20 minutes.
Oh.
Good for him.
He said he became a sexual rock star.
Whoa. Jesus.
Now he's doing 20 minutes of UV therapy on his dong and balls a day. Now, I want you to know that none of this is FDA approved.
Of course not.
And you have to follow safety instructions and make sure you're in a private area doing it.
Yes, but, please.
Have you seen one of these Joovv lights?
I have not. I'm going to look it up here.
Joovv.
J-O-O-V light.
And then you got to go to like images. Go to images and check this out. It's like a thing that hangs off your wall.
Oh, my God. So you literally stand in front of it and...
you got to stand in front of it?
It's not discreet, that's for sure.
No, it's not. I mean, you'd have to know him.
Is it used for anything else?
It's total body.
For?
It's like your whole body, it makes it feel better. But if you get your junk involved...
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a guy...
That is a terrifying thing to walk in on me just in front of a red light. Naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many people who are on...
You don't have to turn on the red light.
YouTube doing this here.
Turn on the red light. You don't got to.
And they all put it near their crotch.
Are they putting it?
I think, he looks like he was pulling it right into his crotch.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Again, not FDA approved. It's a $1,000 light at your own risk.
That's
but
crazy.
But he says 20 minutes a day. He bakes his balls, and he is now a sexual rock star. It has totally boosted his libido.
They have one. Okay, it looks like it comes in, like, panels of, like, six lights, 6x6 or something like that. And you can buy some that are, like, four panels long, some that are two panels long.
Oh.
See, I would probably just cut to the chase and get, like, the one panel.
Just put it right there.
Right on my junk.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'll just
you
get
know
one.
What I mean? I don't need the whole body so I can sit.
You know, maybe for me, outside of the junk business, you know, maybe there's some benefits. I get really depressed when there's no sun out. You guys
well,
know.
Yeah.
Light
you know,
therapy.
Have you ever been told anything like that? You have, like, low, like, vitamin D or anything? I have, like, every once in a while, like, I'll get my blood tested and they'll be like, oh, hey, you, you don't go outside a lot, do you? I'm like, no.
Most men have low vitamin D.
Low vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Low vitamin D also can.
No, well, luckily I'm okay there, but yeah. I take a vitamin D supplement in the winter months. Like, I just started taking it again.
Yeah, like my doctor told me to do it.
I generally get to the beach enough to get my sun.
Yeah, I think that's true. Okay.
But outside of the winter months, I do take a supplement. So this guy does red light therapy on his dong. He basically bakes it, and he says it's made him a sexual rock star. What's the most extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life? Again, 1-855-954-6969. Jessica will start us off. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
Have you ever heard of figging before?
Oh, what?
Figging?
I have not heard
I think we may have talked about it before.
Figging? Okay, well, explain it in case, and I'm sure a lot of people don't know what it is. What is it?
It's where you take a ginger root, a good-sized ginger root, and then you shave out the outer layer so that the good meaty part is showing. And you usually shave it in such a way that it resembles a butt plug.
Mm-hmm.
And then you insert it into your ass.
Yes, this is what we
talk about. I'm sorry, madam.
This.
You ginger your own ass?
Yeah, ginger root.
I mean, well, usually it's with my partner. You know, it's like when we're getting it on, we're getting all hot and ready.
Okay, tell me what benefit you get in your sex life from putting a ginger root up your ass.
It definitely gets the juices flowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a benefit. Makes you feel really tingly, hot, cold sensation in your ass while you're,
So I feel like I've got an ass flu?
No, it's not. It's not a flu.
It's hot, I'm cold.
It's,
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
what's it called again?
It's a good sensation. It's
figging.
It used to be used for punishment, but...
Yes.
If you don't use it for punishment, obviously, it's
so are you into, were you into like kind of S&M stuff before this, or did you go straight from zero to fig?
Don't go to zero from.
Oh, no, no. Before that, yeah. Definitely before.
It's the last thing I'd think of putting a ginger root up my ass.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, don't knock it till you try.
Yeah, could you imagine this all day long? I'm just carving the perfect ginger root. You know what I mean? Like, just like, oh.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah,
you don't want it to get sucked up, you have to have that good,
The stopper. Yeah, the stopper.
And it's just you, not your partner.
No, not yet.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
How often do you fig yourself?
Once a week. You have to, recover because it's pretty intense.
I'm sure.
Huh.
So it takes your back door a little while to recover from that figging.
Boy.
Yeah.
So it's spicy. Was spicy?
It really
spicy.
Is. Yeah. Like think about eating ginger chicken or something.
Everybody.
No, no, it's not.
Thanks,
no,
Jessica. Not. Thanks for calling in.
I know what it does just when I eat it and comes out
spicy.
That way.
It's spicy.
Yeah, because they use it in sushi ginger, like pure ginger, just to like palate cleanse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're.
I drink ginger tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't fig it.
No.
No.
Wow, that is.
We definitely talked about that.
We did. I deleted it.
Yeah.
But because that was all new to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know
I
that you
that
shaped it during the day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was a part I don't know if we
Ginger's
ever got
not
into.
Not big, right? Like, isn't ginger kind of small?
I don't know. I thought it was.
Well,
they
can be big. And it's you said that they carve
maybe
it down.
It's big in Indian cooking. So
yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, like that's.
Oh.
It can be big.
So it's a big dominatrix thing.
Yeah, you just shove that right up your ass, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Wow.
So what's the most extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life? 1-855-954-6969. This one, I was hooking up with a guy with terrible erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So I stole Viagra from my dad and roofied my boyfriend with it to help.
That's amazing. What a girl. Thank you.
I'm sure she could have just said, here, take this, though. She didn't have to roofie him. Maybe she didn't want to bring it up. It's embarrassing to tell him to take it.
It's probably that.
It is
probably that.
To give someone medication without their permission. It's also illegal, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
Plus, you don't dosing or whatever. You don't know.
Yeah, I
know. It was like, I should crush six of these up. Make sure he's fine. Breaks open.
It's going to explode! My zipper broke!
It hulks out of your pants.
Yeah, don't give someone Viagra.
But if he didn't, but I'll say this. If it was like a nerve thing, like if he was having a nervous reaction and then all of a sudden it went like pretty awesome.
Could fix him.
It could fix him.
Yeah, if it's like anxiety or
something. Yeah, if it's anxiety.
Gosh,
I just got a little nerves, you know.
Oh, it turns out I'm a sexual goddamn dynamo.
So this guy we're talking about is boosting his testosterone through red light therapy on his junk. He spends 20 minutes a day with this red light in front of his junk, and he says it's turned him into someone who could barely perform. Now he's a sexual rock star, according to him. Wow. Someone who texted in said the extreme thing they do to boost their sex life, he does dick curls with a wet towel on it. To strengthen the muscle, I guess.
Yeah, that weird muscle.
Yeah, PC muscle.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
So he will actually put a wet towel on his dong and try and curl it.
It's a muscle. You got to take care of it.
Justin is with us next. Hi, Justin.
Hey.
Extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life?
Oh, definitely. Viagra is crazy. Worst headache of your life in the morning, but you're good for 2 hours.
Okay, but did you have problems, or you just started to use it just to add something different?
Oh, no, I didn't start to use it. I just, a couple friends that work at Carter's and stuff, get the pills next to nothing, and they're like, yeah, you got to try this. I was like, all right, I'll give anything a try. And it's ridiculous. It's unreal.
But you don't use it every time now.
Oh, hell no. The headache you get in the morning is unreal.
Okay. Because that's dangerous, right? I'm just going to put that warning out there for guys. Maybe if you want to try it every once in a while. But I would assume you'd become dependent on it. I think we've heard that before.
Yeah, I think that can't happen.
Like you trick your mind into thinking it needs it to get a boner.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what
the deal
is.
Don't need
it.
I don't know if you should be using it on a regular basis. Seth from Findlay, Ohio.
Yeah. Girls may disagree.
Most extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life.
Yeah, Findlay, Ohio. I've been there.
Yeah.
Hey, Seth.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, man.
Hey. I like to spice up sex life by cutting off my key stream when I go to the bathroom a few times each time just to build Kegels.
Yes.
And last a lot longer, have a lot more control. And pretty much that's it. It's kind of painful, but you do it a few times every time you pee, and there you go.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's one of the old...
So it's not dangerous for men? I know for women that you're not supposed to do that. It's dangerous.
It's not dangerous for guys.
I don't think so. I've heard that is how you can do those.
You're just supposed to, like, you don't have to do it while you pee, though. You just, like, kind of...
Yeah, you can do it without peeing.
If you can figure out... I guess there are two ways to do it. There's, like, an in and an out. Mm. And you have to work out both, or it doesn't really...
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus. I probably got a weak PC muscle.
Don't stress about it. You'll be all right.
I have no control. I'm all over the place. Whoa!
This woman said, most extreme thing I've done to boost my sex life, a man 14 years younger than me and Rhino 3000.
Oh, the Rhino 3000.
Rhino 3000 is like
those. Talked about that, I thought.
Like gas station boner pills,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Those things are crazy when you see them.
Yeah.
Someone just, funny enough, took a picture of one they saw in a gas station and sent it to us the other day. I remember seeing that. But was that the one that was? No, they must still be for sale because someone just saw it in a store. Oh, my God.
Look at it. Just imagine your boner's the Rhino.
The Rhino.
Charging through
time.
Some bitch.
Here's what it says on the package. Time, size, stamina.
That's only Rhino 7.
Yeah, look, there's Rhino 9.
Rhino 9.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a point on here of saying no headache. Fast acting, long lasting.
I would be scared if I found this. I was with someone and they were.
If you found
that.
Their Rhino 3000,
why would it scare you?
Because look at the packaging.
Oh,
it's just frightening.
Oh boy, you found my terrifying.
It's a little aggressive.
Flaming.
Okay, yeah,
Rhino.
I think there's a flaming electro.
What's Rhino? Wait, Rhino? Hold on. What's Rhino Black 5K?
That's probably the latest and greatest.
Well.
It's $29.84 for 10 pills. So that's got to be even better than Rhino or stronger?
I don't know. Does it even ever really work?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Increases in thickness, increase in stamina, sex drive, stamina, pleasure, stamina, hardness, stamina.
They do say stamina.
Self-esteem. Better self-esteem. You'll love yourself.
It's Rhino Black because it gives you a black guy's dong.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I wish. I'd be taking it right now.
I'd be snorting it in here.
Here's the guy. Didn't think I'd say it, but Rhino products are for real. All the outrageous claims out there about increasing. I have no problem getting an erection, but looking for somebody to give me an extra boost and increased stamina after a long day. Well, it did the trick.
It sounds just like an ad.
I know. There's a lot of 5-star reviews, though. And just all in the past few days. Pretty good. Very,
very effective. Money worth.
Money worth.
Money worth. That's what they
money
said.
Worth.
Ah, you foreigner. That is funny.
Yeah.
The stuff works. Period.
So, yeah. Are there any other more unusual things that people do besides take Rhino and Viagra and, you know, like the ginger on that route? You're like,
oh,
yeah, foods
yeah. Yeah, like electricity.
Or, yeah, are they shock therapy?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I can't imagine having to shock my guy, but.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
I'd do whatever to keep him alive.
Well, if it came down to it.
Yep. I put those, what are those, TEMS machines or whatever?
Yeah. I just had that done yesterday. craziest thing. I can't imagine putting it, because I had it, I go see a chiropractor and he did that on my hip, but my ass muscle just started moving by itself. It's so weird lying in a room with your ass just shaking by itself.
I had one of those machines on my ankle before, and that's what it was there. It was just to just flex
feeling.
It. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, Anonymous, apparently you've done something extreme to boost your sex life. What was it? Voice changing technology before he starts to talk. Go ahead, Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous. Go.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
What did you do?
20 years ago, I went to a private school, and I had a problem where I couldn't, I was like the 1 minute guy. And I was talking to my friends about it in the locker room, and they said, dude, what you got to do is you got to clean the toilet seat, put your thing in it, and smash it.
So the
sensation goes away.
Yep.
So, you know,
it's like the one
I actually
the
did it a couple times, and I mean, it worked. Couldn't feel nothing. Never had a problem ever since.
So do you have to do it every time you're going to bang, or did you, you've destroyed some of the sensitivity?
Times, just a couple times whenever I felt the urge, you know. And that was it. And I mean, it worked perfectly. Never had a problem since.
Wow. I mean, I'm just, that just terrifies
never,
me.
I could never do that.
I think mine would fit right in between the little.
No, still nothing. I can't even get
can't
it.
Get this thing to slam on it. Those darn stoppers.
Stupid stoppers. I got to remove them. Customize this bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jonathan.
Yeah, hi.
Regular line here. Jonathan from Boston.
Yeah, I used to work at a sex store, and I tried the other pills, and then the Rhino Black came out, and so I tried it with me and my boyfriend, and we were hard for 4 days.
Yeah? What a party you guys had.
After day two, it was the worst pain ever.
Oh, so you had two good days out of it.
Yeah,
but then
too terrible.
You couldn't hit. So really, you did not lose a boner for 4 days.
How many of these pills did you take?
Like one, just one.
Come on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I've done them before, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's all BS, but this stuff is no joke. It's ridiculous. And I'm black, and I'm like, you know, it's, what it says is true.
You're a gay black man named Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
yeah.
dangerous to have that past how many days?
Wow.
Well, you just have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
4 hours, it's trouble. You guys had no lasting damage?
No. It's fine. You're fine after, but it's just like tiresome. You know, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
I think that's self-inflicted. Heaven. You tired yourself.
Yeah,
out,
exactly.
Right?
I want to make a pill just called Ridiculous, but Dickulous.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
All right, Jonathan. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
That's Ridiculous.
Wow. All right, so we're asking for the extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life. Extreme, like not just pop a pill, but something extreme. And I understand Mark, who's up next on a regular line, has done something extreme, calling us from Shelby. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Rip cord. Hey, we were sitting around with the guys, and we were talking about some of those that kind of topic. And he brought up one of the older guys brought up a thing where he injects himself. He actually takes a needle to his penis and injects with some stuff that just makes him, you know, just rock hard. And of course, we're all freaking out about that.
Yeah.
And it sounds horrible. But this is the funny part of the story. He's like, yeah, one night went to go, you know, need the injection. So I'm roaming around the kitchen, and I grabbed the stuff out of the fridge. It was his dog's medicine that they were giving him, injecting the dogs, and he injected with the wrong stuff.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. My God.
Of course, he's panicking like crazy and stuff. We called the doctor and said, oh, no, it's going to be okay. And, of course, we just now joke around and we bark whenever he's around.
Of course,
you
know, yes.
I was going to say that his wiener bark.
But, yeah. But can you imagine taking a needle to your penis?
No,
yeah,
never.
What was it that he was injecting?
Do you know what he was injecting into himself, this juice?
It's stuff he got from his doctor, and so it makes you rock hard for a while. But to say, he says, oh, it's no big deal. It's like those little diabetic needles, so it's like no big deal. It's like, what?
So it was prescribed by his doctor for this. We never heard of this.
No. I've heard of the injections before like old people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, here we go.
I thought you had to go into the doctor, and he's like, all right, Doc, give her hell.
I looked up erection injection. Which I like that it rhymes.
Yeah,
but also, it is penile injection therapy.
Oh, that's a deep needle.
Oh, it goes in there. Look how deep that needle goes.
In the chambers.
It's in the chambers.
It's in the chambers.
Quite a diagram there.
It's the first FDA-approved medication for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. 80% of men in clinical trials achieved firm erections.
Yeah.
Individualized dosage determined for each patient's needs. It works for men with a broad range of medical conditions, produces a safe, predictable erection. It's the only medication that will initiate an erection, because those pills won't initiate. I assume they just what help you maintain. That's right.
Once I think like Viagra, you still have to want somebody.
Right. You know what I mean? This will, no matter what, you'll still get.
Yeah, that one just activate boner time.
Can you imagine if you had to do that before you had sex?
No.
Every time?
And they
can't imagine it, but I get it. I would do it if someone wanted to have sex with me, I would do it.
It dilates the arteries of the penis, allows blood to flow in. An erection occurs anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes after the injection. And you must learn to perform penile self-injection each time you wish to engage.
Oh, man, I couldn't
activity.
Do it. Like, that's the one thing, like... It terrifies me about any kind of like having to check my blood or anything like that. I can't do this, guys. I can't even those little
the prick
blood sugar.
Nothing. I couldn't do it. I know I can't do it. I'm such a
the
baby.
The little blood sugar and the
blood sugar. I couldn't
thing?
Do
you
it.
You don't even feel that.
I couldn't do it. There's
I
no
don't
way.
Like it either.
I the, couldn't do it.
Thumb prick.
Yeah, they're
someone would have to do. I'd have to like do
you
it.
Don't use that.
I'd have to say, do it, Dave. Do it. Okay, I'll prick you.
That thing goes in.
Oh, it's in.
Jesus.
And your boner will last 30 minutes
it's
to an
quarter,
hour.
Quarter
up to orgasm.
It's a needle going a quarter
all right,
the way in.
We all say we know we'd do it if we had to. Right?
If you got to. That's
I just can't believe
I'd
we've
exhaust,
never talked about this
I'll be
before.
Honest. I'd exhaust every other means
before
I learn to needle myself.
Oh, that was like 4 years off the end of my life. Gone.
God, what a diagram.
It is. It's that graphic. Is
graphic.
Yeah. If you look it up, it is a graphic picture of penile injection therapy. But.
Erection.
Again,
erection.
Any guy would
Ooh.
Do it.
No, we see more.
Any guy would do it if he had to. If that's the only way you could get God. It fired up. Oh, look at that.
Oh,
sad
that
one.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that going, sad one that's all.
He's going in the bottom.
They had the actual, if you went up top, there's the actual picture of the sad one. Is it, like, go down a bit.
Oh, here?
Yeah, like
yeah
right there.
There it is. Super Jesus. Sad in person. Erection injection.
Why didn't somebody draw a sketch?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, there's a ton of information on this, so it's not, that guy wasn't a crazy man.
No, that's.
Yeah, first I thought maybe he was just injecting something that on his own.
Ooh, there's a picture of it in real life. Look at this tiny little guy.
That is a tiny little guy.
Lisa just went, wow.
Not at the size. I'm just saying, like, how far that needle is going.
I mean, it goes right to the
goes right in. It gets right in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No.
What is that machine?
What is that machine?
I don't know. There's a different kind of...
It's like a vibrator.
Is that that vibrating one? Remember we said that there was something coming out that was supposed to, like, vibrate on it?
Anyways, I have to read through 500 pages to get to it.
We don't have the time.
We do not.
Yeah,
Jane is calling us from Rhode Island. Jane, what's the most extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life?
good morning. Penis, balls.
Penis.
Balls. I don't know how extreme this is after the whole penis injection thing, but I have done anal on my boyfriend with produce.
Produce.
Cucumbers, you know, stuff like that.
Eggplant?
I mean, regular toys too. Possibly eggplant. I don't remember
big.
At this point, but
eggplant is a big one.
It's a big but it's hollow, right? It's got some
I don't care if it's hollow. It's big.
Zucchini, yeah. Like I said, in a pinch, you know. Yeah,
okay, so it's just he's into that though, and you do it to
He's into it.
I do it for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't go in me, so whatever.
But that helps him, so that's why.
Yeah, I mean, not all the time. It's not like he needs that, you know.
Okay. But
I've known women that their man needed something in there, you know, for it to work. Not like that.
He just likes it.
Gosh.
He likes a vegetable at his back door.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
I know this is nuts.
Exchange.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Buckle up.
Uh-oh.
I don't like when he says
me
buckle
neither.
Up.
I don't
talking
either.
About vegetables and back doors.
Yeah. I'd go produce before I went that needle.
You'd put a vegetable up your ass. Before.
I'd prefer you went needle.
I think I'd go needle.
Vegetables.
I would.
If it came down to it.
Give me a carrot.
But I do like how, like, if you only heard part of what she said, she's like, in a pinch, I use zucchini. It's like, oh, for like a recipe. No, my boyfriend's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like
squash.
Yeah.
I mean it though, like if I had to do a needle thing, I would do back stuff. I'd figure
I'm
out
with you.
I'd figure out some back stuff.
I'd shove a grapefruit up or eggplant right up there.
No.
Whatever I gotta do.
I'd go needle. Because there you're no guarantee that shoving an eggplant up your ass is gonna give you an erection.
Well I'm not just
it's less degrading too.
It is.
Absolutely it
it's
is.
It's less degrading for sure.
Like I can't look at you the same once I see a cucumber up your ass.
I think you can. I bet you could.
If you won't see the cucumber.
Yeah. You won't see it.
You just serve it up for dinner
the
next night.
Sorry to be so blunt, but
you better keep your eye on all the produce too. Never know what I'm up to.
It just everything changed when I saw
I'm just saying
that.
I can't do the needle, guys. Like I'm so extreme about the needle.
I know.
That's
who
how
wants
extreme.
A needle in their dick? Nobody, Chuck. But I also don't want an eggplant up my ass.
I figure I could handle that.
Suddenly, salads on the menu at Chuck's house quite a bit.
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk to a guy who puts a needle in his dick, Eddie.
Okay.
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
So this is the only way you can get aroused.
It is. Unfortunately, I'm type 2 diabetic.
Yeah.
And kind of affected me. So I was so hard up to get an erection that I finally broke down, went to the doctor. And that's what I'm doing right now is the penile injections.
So you didn't try zucchini or anything?
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah, good.
No.
Okay, so tell walk us through. Like, was that how you started? They said just right, you got to inject it. Did they know right away, or did you try different things that didn't work, and that was your last resort?
They give you, like, a couple of different options. You can either use a penis pump or the injections. And so I chose the injections, and we kind of just got the formula down to where I only have to inject myself one time, and it works. So basically, get your shaft out, and you can. You have to alternate the sides that you give yourself a shot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, ambidextrous.
And then you have to do it at 10 and 2 o'clock.
At 10 and 2.
Before you
just like driving, Dave. And,
oh, you got to give it two injections?
You give it two shots?
10 and 2.
Two.
You got to come at it from both sides.
You know, the thing is, now, do you give yourself injections for diabetes at all?
I do.
Okay, so
you're kind
of used to it.
Hold on, though. I want to know, what is the pain like?
Actually, the pain is just kind of like going in. It's just like it's just like a pinch.
It's like a, yeah, it's like but a prick.
Slight pinch.
Slight prick.
Well, I didn't want to say that
that's
word.
Fine. Yeah, okay. That's fine. But
you feel a slight prick on your prick, and boom.
So what's kind of freaky about that, guys, is once you get that needle in there, now you've got to inject all that solution into your shaft.
Yeah.
And you can feel it going in. and that is a freaky feeling.
I bet.
Where does it go?
It goes in those chambers that fill up with blood.
That's what this, well, what this medicine does is it, once you inject it into the shaft, it tells all the, it tells everything down here to open up and absorb blood, is what it does.
It's and you get, how long does it take you to get a boner?
10, 15 minutes, if that.
And it lasts until you're done?
Till I'm done, or about an hour.
So if you let the clock tick out, you could be screwed.
I do. I let that clock tick out because I enjoy that.
Yeah, I would too. For the injection, you're getting me for a whole hour.
But
you know what I mean?
It saved your sex life.
Yeah, right. But once you, and you can kind of tell like when it's going to start to wear off, kind of. So that's when you need to get in motion and finish off before you lose it.
Okay, so here's a question. So you inject, okay? 5 minutes, yes. 10 minutes in, you finale. Is it done, or can you come right back from that and go again?
No, once you finale, that's it.
Okay,
you're done.
Wow. Yeah.
That's super cool. There's like a treatment for
that. Yeah, I mean, as horrible something. As it sounds, the injection, I'm sure you're very happy you found it, right, Eddie?
Oh, I am, man, because I was, I love sex, and it was a bummer not to be able to do it.
Yeah.
All right, man. So, thanks for sharing with us. Have a good day.
Yeah. All right, you too.
See ya.
That's what I always wondered, too.
Stuff to
like,
talk about, so it's cool that he opened up.
I wondered the difference between like something like that and like a Viagra, you know, because like, if you think about a boner not going away for 4 hours, because I think with Viagra, you finale.
And it's still.
And you're still.
And then it. And you're still in the ball game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and if you've got diabetes or something from being overweight, you can't probably do the Viagra and the Cialis and all that.
Let's go next to Brian. Brian, you did the boner injections. Well, there's a downside, though, you say.
Well, sure.
Lisa Three-Way!
Lisa Three-Way!
What's the downside?
Hey, the downside is coming down off of it after you finale. It was very painful. I mean, I was in the fetal position when I was done.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Wow. That guy, Eddie, didn't mention that.
No.
Well, it reacts different for everybody. I was on Cialis for about a year. I tried the pills. We tried everything. I did the shots. It worked. Takes about 10, 15 minutes to get your erection and get things going. But it's after you finale, just to come down off of that, it was very painful. So I actually had to stop using the injections, so I just elect not to
do
have
it.
A boner.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Right. I'd take the fetal pain.
My next step was going to be an implant, but when I talked to the doctor, and there's too many high risks, so I just elected not to do it. So.
All right, Brian. Thanks, man.
Well, that's bad when you have to inject yourself, so you have to go through that, and then afterwards you're in the fetal position because it hurts so bad.
It's such.
Such you get done, you got to be like, can you get out of here so I can cry?
Oh.
Yeah, that.
I just take
Because that other guy, maybe everyone's different, right? Eddie didn't mention anything about that. The other guy, maybe it's just that's the way it affects him, but it doesn't affect everyone
exactly.
like that.
Yeah.
Tam?
Yes?
So Tam from Detroit, tell us about the most extreme thing you've done to boost your sex life.
So.
Did we just lose you? Are you there?
Yeah. Sorry, my GPS came through my phone.
Okay, go ahead. You can talk to us now.
I think it's the GPS. Yeah,
GPS is not going to work.
I was really into pegging. He would only want it like once in a while, but we had to go like dildo shopping for him, which I thought females were picky about their dildos.
I'd be extremely picky.
I would. I'd be extremely picky.
How about this one?
No, let's put that one back.
Okay, how about this one?
No,
that's bulbous. That is bulbous.
Easy
how about
there.
This one? Goldie Cox.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be very particular.
In a skirt.
Oh, he dressed up in a skirt. Now, is he a manly man before this, or you always knew he was a little bit fancy?
Him all the time. He's really muscular, so that was probably, the pegging wasn't so bad, but the skirt and that, seeing him all muscular with that, he just, no bra either. Like, I was like, you want my bra? No, just the skirt and the fishnet.
But you did it, and it turned you on, or do you do it again, or no?
like, have that much pleasure from it, it definitely turned me on.
Oh, wow. So it worked on her. It worked on her. She likes the skirt and fishnets in a weird way.
Huh.
Definitely would not work on me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
There's someone for everybody.
Yep. There really is.
Someone for everybody.
Yep. I don't get it.
Yeah, Lisa's not going to go dildo shopping with you.
Hey, Lisa, can I borrow one of your skirts? And do you have any fishnets?
And let's pick out a dildo.
Any zucchini?
Not going to happen that way.
No, I don't think so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, if aliens ever do come down and attack Earth, at least most people will be like, yep, I knew this was coming.
I do know it's coming.
A new survey asked over 26,000 people in 24 different countries whether they think aliens are out there in the universe. 61% said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Another 22% say they aren't sure. And 17% say they definitely think we're alone. There's no such thing as aliens. If you were asked the same question, would it be yes, not sure, or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes, but I don't care.
Didn't see that as an option, but okay.
I can just see aliens being like, wait, what's great? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? To Lisa, and she's like,
just shut up, Jesus.
Just don't right now.
Just listen. Do whatever you're going to do.
Just what?
I just don't think about it or
worry
about it, I guess.
It fuels my desire to bang every day.
Yeah.
We only have a finite amount left.
Don't care.
Yes or maybe. I mean, it's a possibility, I guess.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Lisa. I'm not saying I would never rule it out.
No.
But until you see something that you could truly believe, which I have not yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't say yes.
No.
Yeah.
I know that it's going to happen.
I know it's happened.
Yeah.
Where do you think in the world they're most likely to believe in aliens? This was a worldwide survey. We're fourth in America.
Mexico.
You're right. They're close. So they were number two.
Okay.
They definitely believe more than we do.
Hmm.
Two other countries ahead of us.
The UK?
Mm-mm.
No.
I'm surprised at number one.
Is it Norway?
No. I'm truly surprised, number one. Think
Italian.
No, Russians.
Russians?
Oh, well, the Russians have
Russians.
Happened. Guys,
well, the Russians know.
No, listen, there. Yeah, there's been some Russian stuff.
They're like the number one alien believers in the world.
They're up there.
Yeah.
You know, worse than wolf.
They come down.
Alien overlord.
Yeah. They take you. They put about you. Put about you. Yeah. No, they've seen some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Someone said Lisa has the same method with ghosts and aliens. Go away, aliens.
Yeah.
Go away.
Just like the idea of them being a nuisance. It's like, I have so much to do today.
I do.
I have appointments.
Earth things.
And you're just...
Earth things. She's got earth things to do.
Hello. Like, Lisa is the one that's representing us. Okay, like, Lisa finds herself, for whatever reason, she took Molly to a park that day, and an alien came down, like, hello. Oh my, hello, alien. So here's the deal. This is my dog, Molly. I'm out for a walk, so I'm going to go now, because I got to get back.
Look at
Molly doesn't like to walk for much. You know, so you guys do your thing.
I got Earth stuff to do.
I got it on my Earth to-do list. I've There's a ton of stuff to do.
Oh, hey, alien.
You guys from Zeta Reticuli? Oh, sure. I'm having a really super hard time understanding your alien gibberish.
Let me use my telepathy.
Oh my god, you're in my mind. Get out of there.
We are here to share the secrets of the universe.
Oh, that's great. Listen, go find someone who cares. I got Earth stuff to do. I've got boots on the way.
You're mean.
I'd probably give them your number. Like, Chuck, here's Chuck or Andy's number.
Hello?
Call them.
Lisa gave you my number?
She is a rascal. She was walking Molly. And you told her about the whole taking over the world thing. And she just walked away. That is so Lisa. Oh, man. Well, are you guys coming here for my butt?
Your butt?
All right. I guess I'll get it ready. You are the alien overlords.
Lube.
No, I got plenty of that. All right. Well, tell Lisa I said hi if she's still right there.
Okay.
That's what you think? They're coming for your butt?
They're coming for all our butts.
Anal probes, Lisa.
I can't worry about that. I really can't.
They're coming for all our butts.
All depends. It depends which aliens are going to show up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's
a... Hopefully those aliens don't show up.
Two sides of it. I really can't worry about aliens on my ass.
I can't.
There's some aliens... that would be friendly, and then some that are after us.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone listening who believes they'd had an alien encounter?
Oh, that's a cool question.
Probably quite a few.
Is there anyone listening who believes they have had an alien encounter? Firsthand, 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text 46969.
I tell you, your butts, because here comes the crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome, though. Yep. One out of, I'd say
crazy,
once
you say?
Every 6 months or so, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and little bitties with her white face and dark eyes will be staring at me.
You think it's an alien?
And I'm like, there's been a couple times where I've been like, and I scream several times until like it comes into focus. And she's like, meow. I'm like, oh, God! Oh, Betty Jean Green! Oh, Betty Jean Green, it's just you. Oh, it's a little bitties.
That's so funny that your mind works that way. I would never think it's an alien!
Well, because the way she's standing over me, like, at the side of me, I do. I, like swirl together reality, and I'm like, what is it? Oh, Betty Jean Green, it's just you. Oh, thank God. My sweet little princess.
I don't want to say anything to anybody about this.
What are you doing, Chuck?
This has been his obsession lately,
I think.
Alien stuff.
So we.
I don't understand.
What are you listening to? What are you playing for us?
It's a hypnotized.
It's Barney Hill's hypnosis.
About abduction.
Recall.
Barney Hill's.
Barney Hill.
Barney Hill.
Yeah, they were him and his
it's
wife.
Barney
were,
Hill's, like his own personal account.
Mm-hmm. We listened to it.
And it is terrifying.
Chuck and I were talking about this on Friday.
Of course you were. You talk about it at least once.
Yeah. We do. And it's because we're the only ones that are going to be able to help.
How are you going to help?
Just by spreading the word, you know.
Oh, okay.
Protect your butts.
I know what to do. Yeah. John's with us on the phone here. Hey, John, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How you doing?
I know what to do.
Hey guys, first time caller, listening to you guys for 10 years. I love your show.
Thanks so much, man. We want to know, do you believe in aliens? Have you had an alien encounter?
I've had one that I can remember that stands out to me. And it was camping at a friend's house, grandmother's property. We're out in a really remote area that was east of 23 around Silver Lake Road area.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing was we saw this one light, like a, it was almost like a motorcycle light, but it came about 70% of the way around one side of the pond, and then it disappeared before it got to us, and then it reappeared on the other side, came around the opposite side of the pond the same way, and disappeared once again about, 70% of the way around the pond before it got to us.
Yeah.
Then later that night, we're laying in the tent, and we heard this humming. And we all got out of the tent, and we looked up.
It's a vibrator.
And there was no lights on this thing, and it was probably about 150 feet above us. And it must have been 70 feet long and 60 feet wide, and it made absolutely no noise. And it was, like, right there. I mean,
what shape was it?
I wouldn't say...
round. It was more oval, but it did have edges to it. It was kind of like octagonal, but long, like stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
And
German.
There were no, I mean, there were no lights, no noise. It just kind of hummed as it went over our heads. And we watched it the whole time it went. It, you know, came from our right and went left over the trees and just kind of slowly putzed off. But it wasn't. There was no engine, there was no propeller, there was no jet noises. I mean, it just silently sort of floated above us about 100 feet above the ground and disappeared. And that was the last weird thing that happened that night, but the lights prior to that kind of led up to it, and it was really bizarre because it all happened in a row right around dusk.
And everyone saw the same thing.
Yeah, there were three of my buddies there, and none of us had our phones. We didn't record it because it was, we just, you know, it was about midnight when we got up to look at it, but none of us thought, oh, we should grab our phones and video, you know, video record this. We just thought, what the hell is that noise? Got up and looked and saw the thing.
And there open. It was. All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. It's always weird when, like, multiple people see something.
Yeah. Something's going on. I don't know what yet.
I do.
What do you think it is, Chuck?
I can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Soon.
Brendan?
Ripcord.
Ripcord, you believe you had an alien encounter?
Yeah, me and my buddy allegedly had snuck onto some property in Brighton, and we were just out there walking, like, through the wooded area, and we, like, looked up in the sky, and there was, like, these two lights, and they made, like, this weird shape. It was, like, two lights in the sky, and they stayed the same distance apart, and they, like, shot to the right, and then they made, like, a weird hook motion, and then, like, just shot to the left really fast and, like, just disappeared. It was pretty crazy. I was all hype. I was like, oh, we just saw aliens, and I was like, we should probably leave before we die.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. You too, man. I just think that most people would assume you're crazy when you tell them your alien story,
well,
right?
Well, they do.
They do.
Some do.
Mm. Yeah, and some believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I don't want to see one until it's time for us all to meet our makers. Because I couldn't deal with that. I couldn't try to make dick jokes in here with knowledge of the alien spacecraft, like, firsthand. Yeah, I saw it! Dick joke.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to concentrate.
Whereas Lisa does not have time to worry about.
No.
Too much to do.
On Earth.
Matt.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Earth stuffs.
Hello, this is Mike.
Oh, Mike, yeah, go ahead.
Hello, how's she going, eh?
Oh, how's she going, Mike?
For the record, I've never had an alien encounter, but I do find it one of the most fascinating ideas in existence.
Yes.
My buddy told me about a Netflix documentary that's new. You know how they change Netflix all the time.
Unacknowledged.
Correct. So you've seen it. I don't know if the whole crew, you guys' crew, have seen it.
Just
that,
me.
But, okay. I really urge anybody to watch that because I think it's amazing. According to the documentary, our government has had several other alien sightings other than Roswell since the 90s. These are from astronauts, from government officials, you know, high-ranking people, where they actually have video in this. They have on video in this documentary of these shapes and forms doing these weird things in the sky. And it's pretty hard to dispute that, you know, just watching this video, and I know it's on television, and who knows what technology does, but it's really hard to dispute that the fact there are not anybody, there's nobody else here, because according to the documentary, there's another life form or planet with every grain of sand in our beaches. So,
yeah.
For anybody on your crew who has not seen that video, I highly recommend it. I love you guys' show. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
See you, man.
That's a Dr. Stephen Greer documentary.
What was it?
It's called Unacknowledged.
You're deep into this, Chuck, right?
Yeah.
Deep into it. I see you retweet stuff all the time from Tom DeLonge and all that kind of thing.
Mm. Well, because there's two schools, okay? There's a Tom DeLonge school, and then there's a Dr. Stephen Greer school. Stephen Greer believes that everything is friendly. Tom DeLonge does not.
What do you believe?
I side more with Tom DeLonge.
Well, you're a pessimist.
Yeah, I'm starting
in life.
Well, it's odd. And I mean, you know, it's, you know, who knows? I think a lot of I think a lot of what people see, it can be explained away, you know? And then I think there are some things that people see that are actually our own stuff. It's our own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that we have planes and things out there that do things that if you saw it, you'd be like, how is that possible? Well, it is possible because we can do it.
Yeah.
Our government has it, you know.
Dave's sound effects are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's nuts too, because like you watch some of these things, and like if you watch a Tom DeLonge video, he seems like at times he's totally with it, and at times it's completely insane,
right?
You know, but that's part of it. And people who don't want to believe, they want you to be insane,
yeah.
Because some people can never wrap their head around it anyway. I mean, and I think they know that if something did happen, everything would be.
Oh, it'd be chaos.
It'd just go right to hell.
I'd like to think I'm not naive enough not to believe, but I also need proof in order to.
Like Stephen Hawking said that, like, if aliens do come, no matter what the scenario is, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's like when we came to the New World.
Yeah.
And just spread new diseases. Mm-hmm. I love talking seriously about aliens and then having this soundtrack in the back. Yeah.
It just takes away from it.
It does. Like, yeah, there's two schools of thought.
So far in all of, like, my alien stuff, they haven't played this kind of sound effect in the background.
No. Usually it's creepy music.
Yeah.
Only here.
Roy. Yeah. Hi, Roy. Good morning.
Roy.
Have you been taken?
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, back in 1980, me and two of my buddies, we stayed on 8 Mile and Myers in Rollo Township, I'm sorry. And we were crossing 8 Mile Road at about 10 o'clock at night. And this one guy, he stops right in the middle of 8 Mile. And we're kids, so we're looking at him like, what the hell? We about to run away from him. And he points up to the sky, and it is this. I'm 52 years old now, and then I was probably 15 at the time. I still haven't seen a spaceship or whatever you want to call it shaped like this. It was circular, just like the quintessential flying saucer with all the lights. It went from 8 Mile in Myers to 8 Mile in about Greenfield. That's about as far as we could visually see down 8 Mile in about 2 seconds, literally.
So that, did you believe up until then, or that changed your mind?
I didn't believe one way or another. It was whatever. But we had an armory down that way, and some people said it could have been some special craft. But like I said, I was 15 at the time. I'm 52 now. I still have never seen any kind of craft or anything like that.
Yeah.
Go, if you're interested in this, look up the USS Nimitz 2004 and look at what happened on the USS Nimitz. And it's all recorded.
Is that the one where it went into the ocean and out of the ocean?
No.
Oh.
This is different. This is when planes engaged a large white cylindrical object that disappeared.
I'm not making these sound effects. This is just coming from.
Yeah, this is his phone.
Yeah, this is his phone. Just so people know.
Yeah, yeah.
I've stopped
the
alien sound effects. Yeah. It's just Roy's phone.
No, I mean, you can go and look at stuff like, and that's one of the things that's kind of like, it's weird because a lot of times what you hear is, there's nothing out there. There's no evidence. There's no proof. And then there's this large school of thought that there's tons of proof and tons of evidence, but yet everyone says, well, that evidence that you have is BS.
Yeah. They discredit it and stuff, you know, they pick at it instead of being like, well, no, that was a cylindrical craft.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those weird things. And like I said, I feel like we've got a lot of stuff. Like, if you think about someone who was born in, like, the 1905, okay? In their life, what they've seen, where they went from like a electricity and then where we're at now.
Yeah.
Like in 100 years.
It's crazy.
How far, like, and how, why now?
Mm.
Why did, what made us jump?
Yeah.
Mark is calling from Buffalo, New York. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thanks, dude. What's your comment?
So when I was 15, it was about 20 years ago, I didn't have my license, so I would drive my four-wheeler to where my girlfriend at the time was babysitting. So, and this is like backcountry roads in upstate New York, like cornfields, the whole nine.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, it's dark, and I'm on my way home, and I'm going by this cornfield, and all of a sudden, my four-wheeler just dies. Nothing, just dead. And then about 5 seconds later, there was this bright white light. It lit up an entire field. It just like that, it was there and gone. And then my four-wheeler started right off, and I was scared to death, man. I just flew home as fast as that thing would go.
That's crazy.
That was the first time and only time that I've ever seen or been a part of anything like that. It was crazy.
All right, man. Thanks for coming.
Okay, so Andy was born in Ohio.
Mm.
Did you hear anything about like the big Ohio UFO thing that was chased across the state by like the cops?
What
like,
area
back
was
in the,
it?
I have to try and
because I remember there being an Indiana one in Kokomo that like all these cops had reported and they like chased it and but that was Indiana.
There's a dude here. Yeah, we have to use voice-changing technology as Anonymous joins us. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
I'm all right.
You believe you've had an alien encounter?
Yeah, I was at the Pinckney Recreational Center camping with some friends of mine. I was maybe 14, 15, and we started hearing noises and lights and all that, and we went outside, and there were some aliens there that, I mean, they looked weird. It was like they're standing there, and we were all looking at each other like, is this for real? And they were really pale. They looked like us, but their skin was really pale. But their eyes were really crazy. They had black eyes, lifeless eyes.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Well, that's what they have.
I like how
some of them.
There were some aliens there.
Yeah, just matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a big...
There was a big Ohio one, huh?
It was a big Ohio one. It's all... It was like all captured on... Like it was cops like...
chasing it?
Chasing it. And it was all on, you know, recorded over the 911 system or whatever.
Yeah, usually like I've heard stories too about like cops chasing stuff and then they tell the cops not to discuss it and things like that.
This person texted us from Boston, said, great show. My father is a cement finisher. He was finishing a floor on a 30-story building all by himself. He said this massive spaceship just hovered over the building. He said it was spinning lights, was the size of the entire building. And then in the blink of an eye, he said the thing took off and was gone. He has only told his family because he figured people would just laugh at him if he told anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, like, because I know that there are people in Ohio that listen to us. If anyone saw any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was crazy because it would like they chased it for like 3 hours.
Oh.
And it was right by an Air Force base and they kept calling.
Oh, it must have been down in Dayton than the big Air Force base.
Oh, yeah.
There.
So.
Well, they're not alone. 61% of people believe, and apparently many people who listen to us believe they've had actual encounters with them.
God, I'd freak out.
The Russians, the Mexicans, the Chinese, and then Americans most likely to believe in aliens.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.